Bill Flores joins us from the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Doing great. Good to be on with you and Kevin this morning.
The White House has announced that the president has approved a State Department request to send some more military personnel, about 350, into, I guess, the embassy complex and protect American assets and personnel over there. Just a reaction to the ISIS and the second beheading, so I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on that situation.
Well, to me, we're not doing nearly enough to combat ISIS. If it were up to me, what I would do when we get back to the session next Monday is to have a vigorous discussion about whether or not we ought to consider declaring war on these folks. I mean, this they've declared themselves as a state, and so it's logical that you could have a war declaration against them. But then structure the resolution in such a way where the president is compelled to go out and form a multinational coalition, pretty similar to what Bush 41 did in the first Gulf War. I think there are enough of folks in the Middle East and throughout Eastern and Western Europe that are concerned about what ISIS is doing that we could put together a pretty formidable multinational coalition to fight these folks. And then we need to have some strong economic sanctions to shut off their money supply as well. Pinpricks like the president's been doing are not going to work, and we're going to have more of these widely publicized beheadings and other atrocities if we don't shut these folks down pretty quickly. Yesterday the president said they needed to be destroyed and degraded. Well, that's kind of silly. I mean, why is the word degrade in there at all? It ought to be just totally destroyed.
Yeah. These people do have some assets, though. They have a whole lot of money that they've got at their disposal. And, I mean, cutting off their revenue stream might be kind of a difficult thing to do.
Well, no, not as hard as you think. I mean, most of what their money supply is from a refinery that they seized in northern Iraq.
Okay.
And, I mean, it wouldn't take too much to put that refinery out of commission. And with that, you destroy most of their incoming hard dollars. Now, some of their hard dollars are also coming from the nation of Qatar, which is supposedly a friend of ours, and I think we need to have a couple of pretty strongly worded conversations with those folks and say, you know, this is not in anybody's best interest in the Middle East for you to be funding these outlaws.
I mean, not to speak for them, but what in the world would be their justification for doing that, in your view?
I don't really know. I'm somewhat surprised at Qatar. I mean, Qatar has provided money to some organizations to sort of keep them out of Qatar,
okay,
if you will. But I'm not sure why they're supplying ISIS, because I would think that the leadership of ISIS is not going to care about Qatar's border somewhere down the road.
They don't seem to care about anybody's borders.
They don't.
Yeah, that's
no, they don't.
Well, and speaking of borders and ISIS, I mean, there certainly has been discussion that our very border, our southern border, could be a place where ISIS could be infiltrating the United States. Your thoughts?
That's correct. I mean, if I were ISIS and wanted to hurt the United States, and I was aware publicly of the weakness of our border, which, you know, it's not hard to see in terms of publicly available information, well, I would certainly try to probe the border. I don't think we've got an issue just yet, but if I were ISIS, that's the direction I'd be heading.
Earlier this morning, we had a story from the Washington Free Beacon saying that there were maybe a dozen commercial jets that had gone missing from Libya. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know where these things are. My suspicion is that they were the jets that were damaged in some air attacks on the Tripoli airport by other nations that were trying to combat ISIS in Libya. Excuse me, not ISIS, but battle some of the get involved in the civil war, if you will, in Libya. And so I think they're probably just pulled off the side somewhere and in a hangar being repaired or something like that, or they've been cut up for scrap. But that's my assumption, but I don't have any inside information exactly where these things are.
Obviously, not knowing, we rushed to the worst-case scenario and how planes were used in 9/11, but obviously
exactly.
There could be some other options. Bill Flores joining us this morning. All right, so when you get back to D.C., I saw that yesterday the speaker said that Congress probably won't he'd said it in July 1st that you probably wouldn't be getting into any kind of immigration reform, and likely that will come in next calendar year.
That's correct. That's what my assumption would be. I don't see any way that it could be brought up during the lame duck because there's just too big a divide on the direction we need to go.
It appears from the comments of Marco Rubio earlier this week, he now believes, and he was part of the first bipartisan plan, he now believes that securing the border is really going to have to be a part of it, when he didn't feel like that was necessarily as important a portion early. Still agree that that's one of the ways that needs to be addressed first, is securing the border?
Well, absolutely. And the current border crisis we've got points that out in spades. And so I think it's obvious that's where we need to start. It's also one of the areas of agreement among Republicans and Democrats of all stripes. And so, I think that immigration reform needs to be taken on sort of a step-by-step basis, and border security is one of the parts that we can agree on. So let's start there and then move on through the rest of the components until we get to the sticky stuff. And then we'll see, if we've got a different Congress after November, maybe we'll be able to find some common ground on some of those.
Okay, you need to fund the government, the continuing resolution, I presume. That has to happen by the end of this month. What else are you facing when you get back?
Well, of course, ISIS, as we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. I think is a critical issue. The other thing is the Senate never took up any sort of border crisis legislation. My assumption is that my hope is that they will. We need to take that up. And then we've got a package of job bills that we passed out of the House. We're going to put all those together in one big package, and we've got a bunch of energy bills. We'll package those up into one big package, and we'll pass those before we leave. The Senate won't likely bring them up, but at least it gives us something to talk about, or some of the Republican candidates are on a campaign trail for the Senate. We'll be able to talk about, the vision, the conservative vision for American job growth versus the president's vision.
Okay, and you're back in the Capitol when?
We'll be there Monday.
Okay. Bill Flores joins us on most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks.